There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
It's 99.1 PLR. This is John. And, you know, we've been talking a lot in the last couple of weeks about addiction recovery, and most importantly, stigma. So local health departments have come together to launch a public awareness campaign to reduce stigma and misconceptions surrounding opioid addiction and to encourage more residents to access life-saving treatment and services. And I'm talking this morning to Maritza Bond, who is the health director for the city of New Haven, who is leading the charge for End Stigma CT. And Director Bond, let me first say that I mean, you've heard this joke a million times. I'm going to make the James Bond joke. But listen, you may have had the name your entire life, but you're the one who chose to be a director and be called Director Bond. I'm just saying, it's impressive.
You.
Mildly intimidated, but let's get serious, because this is a serious topic and I've really enjoyed talking about it with some of the people that you've worked with, but you know, you're the person behind this entire thing. So tell me about this campaign to reduce stigma. Why is it important?
You know, I love the theme of this campaign. It's started with, and it's a campaign to really help people understand how addiction can help begin and can impact in a positive way when we reduce stigma and making sure that stigma does not become a barrier to getting care. And I'm honored to be on the show with you, and thank you for the compliments. As you mentioned, this is not a Director Bond effort. This is actually a regional effort. So we're working alongside my peers across the county to ensure that we are working in both suburban and urban areas, because we know that addiction does not care about borders or cities and towns. It crosses each other and it impacts all lives.
No, and that's such an important part too. And you know, I spoke earlier about this with James Sweat, who's a addiction counselor, author, really brilliant guy, just about how that can, you know, addiction can look so different from person to person. And it's affected my life, you know, with a variety of different people, some of whom, you know, don't look like what that unfortunate stereotype we all have in our heads is.
Exactly.
As of an addict. But let's define stigma quickly. Let's talk, what is stigma? How is it an obstacle for people who are trying to get help?
Right. And so when we talk about what stigma is when we place judgment, right? Our words, our actions either can bring life and death. That's usually an idiom that often people use, but it's true. Our words have power, and our treatment to others has power, and it can stigmatize individuals, that it paralyzes them and it brings shame. And we know that addiction can start in any point in our lives. It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to our loved ones. It doesn't care about social economic status. And it's not something that just happens to individuals that are in poverty. Each of those individuals started with a journey that brought them to where they are. And we just need to bring them back to getting those resources. And that's why we developed toolkits and created an entire campaign and website to help educate the community.
Well, so let's talk about that. What are some of the ways that we can reduce stigma? I mean, talk about what End Stigma CT is doing, but also just regular people who are listening to this, whose lives have been affected in one way or another by addiction. What can we do communally to reduce stigma?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start with the fact that 80% of the people in the U.S. with substance use disorders did not receive treatment.
And that's 80%, 80.
80% of the people in the United States with substance use did not receive treatment. And according to CDC, 75% of the public do not believe that a person with substance use disorder is experiencing a chronic illness like diabetes or heart disease. And it shows up with the shame that I talked about. And so we need to replace that judgment with understanding. We need to be talking honestly and kindly about addiction, that it helps our community become stronger and safer. And so no matter who you are, whether you're a teacher, a boss, a radio host like yourself,
right,
a faith leader, or friends, our words matter. And we can end and stop stigma. And so we developed these toolkits to help us take simple steps that can help us encourage everyone to, I want to encourage everyone to visit the website and be able to see, because we know that although over the last 3 years we've seen a reduction of fatal overdoses, unfortunately within our region, we still saw 278 untimely deaths in the county of drug overdoses. And one life loss is significant enough to sound the alarm.
Absolutely. Tell me more about these toolkits. What are some of the tools that they contain?
So we contain resources and steps that people can take, and also how to direct individuals to care. And so we want to encourage people to visit endstigmaCT.com so that they can learn about the simple ways that they can contribute, because we know that it's not just us as health officials that is going to drive this. We need to drive this as a community together.
You know, I mean, and speaking of community, you know, this is obviously something that affects every, town, municipality in Connecticut and nationwide. I mean, and it has for decades. We've been in an opiate epidemic for decades. But talk about the effect that it's had on the New Haven community.
You know, it's significant. We know that it's something that's preventable. And unfortunately, so many loved ones that are brothers and sisters and fathers and friends were heartbroken by their loss. And we are determined to ensure that we're preventing additional fatalities. And so when you lose a brother or sister or husband or loved one, it impacts. It's a ripple effect. Now daughters are going without your dad, or vice versa, or someone loses a parent at a young age, or like my son who lost a classmate because he thought that he was purchasing marijuana and it was laced with fentanyl and died of an overdose at a young age. I mean, we have to come together. And we also know that when individuals are suffering from this chronic condition, we want to be able to embrace them and meet them where they're at and know how to get them the help. And so we want to encourage people to visit our website at endstigmaCT.com to get that information.
You know, before I let you go, I wanted to touch on something, because it's a story that you just told just now with your son's friend, and it's one I've tried to share on the air on PLR a bunch of times, which is, you know, I mean, we're talking obviously about addiction, and that's got to be front and center in the conversation. But I think when you talk about fentanyl and you talk about overdose numbers, you need to talk about the fact that this is a chemical that shows up in drugs that you would not expect it to. I think a lot of people go out there and they think like, oh, I'm just smoking weed, or, you know, maybe I do cocaine a couple times a year. It's not a big deal. I'm fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you don't know what's in that. It's not just showing up in heroin. It's not just showing up in things that you inject into your body. If you're what's called a casual drug user, you need to be looking out. I mean, tell me more about that, because the numbers on that are terrifying. And I've known multiple people in my life who have lost their lives or had a serious medical incident as a result of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, you have a whole bunch of drug dealers out here thinking they're scientists. I mean, look, go to college for that, right? I mean, they're literally playing with people's lives by, number one, deceiving people, number two, fabricating drugs in illegal laboratories, and then impacting the community when, like you said, people that are in social life thinking they're just going to de-stress themselves from a heavy work week, or celebrating a milestone of a celebration of a birthday or a bridal shower or what do you call that when men are getting married? Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank.
You know what? I actually don't know, but I hear what you're saying, though. It's these, once-in-a-while thing, and maybe it is, but you don't know when once-in-a-while is also the last time.
Right, and what we also know is that oftentimes what we've discovered is that people are often using alone, and that is how you see the fatalities. And so it's so important also that we distribute Narcan kits. And that's why Narcan distribution is part of this. It's like, we have a Samaritan law that protects us from saving a life. We don't have to worry about getting sued. We are very fortunate in Connecticut. And so let's work together as a community to making sure that, number one, know what those resources are so that you can connect to people, to services, and link them to that care. Number two, get access to the Narcan kits and take a training. I mean, we can offer training really quickly on how to even administer Narcan to a member who could be a loved one or can be a stranger in the community. And so I want to encourage everyone to visit our website and get the knowledge that they need so that we can be empowered to work together.
Director Bond, thank you so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it. It's such an important topic.
It's an honor, and thank you for helping us bring awareness to such an important issue. And I hope that I will be able to join you at a future date.
Absolutely. EndStigmaCT.com. You can find information there. Director Bond, thank you again.
You're welcome. Take care.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.